It is better to forgive and forget than to resent and remember. It is better to forgive and forget than to resent and remember. Most of us don't have the capacity to forgive and forget. We hang on to things. We hang on to things even a few minutes ago. And then we wonder why our life is so filled with confusion, why our life is so filled with resentment and with unhappiness. I might ask, Alan, what is the meanest thing your sister ever did to you? And Anita, what is the grossest thing you've ever seen in your life? That's the worst thing, yeah, the most ugly thing. I'm not asking you to tell me. Sylvia, what is the unhappiest thing that has ever happened in your life? And Ingeborg, what's the most disgusting thing that ever happened in your life? See, she knows right away. But you see, you know, I don't want you to tell me, but you have not learned to forgive and forget. So you have resentment in your mind about it. You have unhappiness in your mind about it. And this is not beneficial. This is not a discussion. This is not beneficial. This is not benefiting you in any way. You do not want to keep any of these old thoughts in your mind, but you do. You do. You have them. You didn't forget and forgive them. And as long as you hold on to them, they are going to manipulate your life. Because every happy experience that you have, these unhappy experiences are going to come up and say you're not worthy of it. They're going to come up and say you don't deserve that. They're going to come up and say, huh, you think that's going to last? That happy time's going to last? Not for you. You don't deserve happy times. You see, when we learn to forgive and forget, then we no longer have to have that feeling of resentment and that feeling of remembering something unhappy. Now, I'm going to give you the other side of the coin, the other side of the knife. Let's see, Anita, what's the supercalifragilistic thing that ever happened in your life? Just have it in your mind. Ellen, what is the happiest thing that ever happened in your life? The happiest that you would just say was the happiest thing. Sylvia, what was the happiest thing that ever happened in your life? And you'd be surprised what it was, because it isn't what it was. But what's the happiest thing that ever happened in your life? What's the happiest thing that ever happened in your life, Ingeborg? And I'm not asking you, I'm just rhetorically asking you to think about this. So now, you're thinking about it. Okay. Number one, you're saying, what was the happiest? So it was better than something else. No, I had a better one than that. There was a better one than that. And you're knocking yourself out. You're judging. And you're judging the happiness. And the happiness should not be judged. It should just be enjoyed. It should just be appreciated and used, you know, step by step as you go through it. So whether we have a bad experience or a good experience, we don't want to forget and forgive it. You forgive a good experience? Well, sure. Could have been better, you know. We had a birthday party. I had just gotten home from school or wherever, school, and I was 15 years old. And the birthday party was very special. We knew that my dad would get home from work, and so we waited just to make sure that he'd get home on that time. And my sister was in the play at school that afternoon, and we knew that she'd be home. And my other sister, she was at home taking care of the arrangements. And my younger brother, he was always around wherever there's a party. And my older brother, we had no idea where he was, so we didn't know if he was going to be for the party or not. But Mom was always there, and my sister was always there. But the party was super. Everything was wonderful. The cake was chocolate cake with chocolate frosting and chocolate candles. Now, think about that. They went to a lot of bother. But I got such nice presents. And I still remember the presents. But and everybody I wanted to be there was there almost. But my dad didn't make it. He was working on a job that had to stay overtime with to get it done because the guys didn't do what had to be done. And he wasn't there. And it was, for him, I wanted the birthday party to be complete. You know, everybody was there. Everybody was there on my birthday party. Everybody was there to celebrate. Not coming lately. You know, when you come late, that's not the same thing. It's got to be right there. It's a surprise, you know. And if you're not there in surprise, what fun is it? Judging, judging, judging. Even the happy things. If I would just say, wow, what a birthday. Wow, how wonderful. Wow. If I were like Mark on his fifth birthday, he helped decorate, helped get everything ready. Everything was all set. Presents were all ready to be opened. Everything was all set. And then we invited his friends in. They started coming in. He laid his head on the table, went fast asleep, slept for about an hour. But for him, it was a perfect birthday. An absolute. I'm sure he would never judge. I'm sure he doesn't even remember that he went to sleep, except I might have told him, you know. But for him, it was a happy birthday. He doesn't judge it. He doesn't make comparisons. There's nothing to compare. Were all of his friends there? He hasn't the vaguest idea. He slept through it. Did they give him all sorts of good presents? As much as he remembers, you know. Can you remember all the presents you get at any birthday party, any one birthday party? No. You remember the major one or the most important one because it was from a special person, but you don't remember them. You don't remember the things you did at other people's birthday parties. You don't remember the things that you experienced. You see, we have a tendency to remember only the sad things. We remember the happy birthday, but it could have been happier. We remember the happy graduation time, but it could have been better. They mixed up our diplomas and we had to get them unmixed up after the graduation. Everybody had to go to everybody else. If you got mine, I got yours. Who's got? Here's John's, you know. And so you remember all that nonsense. You remember that. And at the wedding, the most beautiful wedding in the world, most expensive wedding in the world, the greatest reception in the world. But when the minister said, "Will you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?" She said, "For how long?" And, "No, I didn't ask for how long. Will you do it?" "But for how long?" "Till death do you part." "Oh, great. That's the part I wanted to hear. That's the part I wanted to hear. Yes, yes, yes." But now, what does her husband remember? "For how long?" That wedding will forever be, "For how long?" You know, and it won't have the same meaning for everybody. Because some people say, "My God, she wants it over before she gets started, before she even says, 'I do.'" She wants it to end. But that's not what she wanted. She wanted those words that she was so familiar to hear. And until she heard them, it wasn't really true. So, but you see, we remember these things. We remember these things and we have anxiety about them. And we want to teach ourselves to take every little instance that comes along and enjoy it fully. Every little circumstance that comes along and just be madly in love with it. Get all the good we can out of it. And if there's no more to come, then that's fine. They're ready to go home, go to bed. But take everything you can out of every little instance that comes along and you'll be so happy. Then you won't have this, "It is better to forgive and forget than to resent and remember." Because that's what we do. We resent and remember. If we can forgive and forget if we forget each little thing that comes along and forgive each little thing, you know, what did you say? "For how long? What do you mean by that?" "Well, I mean, till death do us part." That was the part I was familiar to hear, and I was waiting for that. "Boy, that's sick, till death do us part." No, no. That's what I plan to do with you. And, sweetheart, you don't know me very well yet, but you will. I'm a metaphysician. And for metaphysicians, there is no death. What? We're not going to die? No, we're not going to die. We're going to live forever. And you're going to be my sweetheart forever, and I'm going to be your sweetheart forever, and we're going to live forever. There'll be no death to us part. Whew, that puts a whole different picture on this here. You know, you're really quite a girl. You got any more at home like you? I got a couple of brothers who need to have a couple of good wives, you know. And you see what it says? When you have the right attitude of mind, when you have the right thought about yourself, you live in the moment. Now, is he living in the moment of eternity? Is she living in the moment of eternity? Are we living in the moment? Are we forgetting each little incident that comes up and not living in the past? Are we forgetting it and forgiving it? Oh, my dad, on my 12th birthday, gave me a bicycle, a two-wheel bicycle. Real nice one. He let me pick it out. But on my birthday, he also gave my younger brother a bicycle. Mine was blue and his was red. And that part didn't make any difference, but he shouldn't have got a bike on my birthday. If they had waited 2 days and gave it to him, that'd been all right. But to give it to him on my birthday, give him a bike on my birthday, on my birthday, that's when I'm supposed to celebrate. It's my time to celebrate, not his time to celebrate. Now, he always celebrates. He's always coming in on this stuff. You hear what I mean? You see, you get this resentment. You get this remembrance. You get this anxiety in there. And you were right there with me. You were right there with me in all the anxiety and all the irritation. And yeah, that's right. He should have got it on a separate day. What difference would it have made if you gave it to him a day later? Give it to him 2 days before, you know, and then give me mine. But not on my birthday. My birthday is special for me, you know. That's what we've always learned as kids. We've always learned that. But that's not what has always been practiced. So we have to be very careful of who and what we are. We've got to be very careful of how we're expressing ourselves. And we've got to be very careful about saying it is better to forgive and forget than to resent and remember. That could be taken negatively. But what it's really taken is live in the moment and enjoy the moment and be happy with the moment. And so it is. I love you.